Edgar Wheeler's hut or hovel on his ground at Cleeve Prior is a time capsule, unchanged since the day he walked out of it in 1993. He was by all accounts a quiet man, always busy on the land, and a lifelong supporter of Birmingham City Football Club. Two people who remember Edgar are Reg Wheeler, a distant relation, and Gillian Gould, who lived opposite him when she was a child. Here are their memories of Edgar.
Edgar lived in Eastside Northickham, up the road up there. And he lived with Aunt Sarah, we used to call her, in a little cottage up there. And I used to go and see him regular. He was honest as straight as the day was long.
If we went round North Littleton, he was always stood in his doorway at his cottage because his head used to reach the top of the door. He didn't have much to say to anybody. He'd just grin and that was it.
Edgar worked on the railway. He was a proper country man. I always got on well with him. All the gardeners along the Cleve Road, they bought the pieces of land on a 40-year lease off the manor farm at Cleve Prior off Grays, and Edgar bought his up there. Well, Edgar did go to live in the shed up there for quite a time.
I think as well, when he had cherries and all that up the ground, he used to be there and out early, and I'm sure I can remember he had a gun. And he used to shoot, and then the birds used to go off his cherries because he had quite a lot of cherry trees up there.
Another story about Edgar as well, he took the stairs out of his house, put the stairs up an apple tree, and went upstairs to bed up a ladder. I can remember it very well.
There was a pipe across the ditch to his shed, but we didn't know whether it was a gas pipe or a water pipe, but he had a stand with the tap on over there. And we used to swing over this pipe that went along, but he never used to say anything. We just used to play in the ditch. And he was always all right.
He planted a lot of cherry trees. There were cherry trees up there. Onions, beans, sprouts, asparagus, peas, gillies, you might call them wallflowers. All those different sort of crops.